know everything, be comfortable with it, and be able to be interchangeable out there.
Is it more complicated for receivers than any of the other positions because there are the three different slots you have to learn?
Yeah, receiving is pretty hard, knowing each and every spot and going in and then being able to execute in those different positions.
How long did it take when you were learning offense to like feel like you knew it?
For me, it took maybe 4 or 5 weeks to really get comfortable and just get be able to move from this position to that position and not miss a beat.
Do Eddie and the Brandons, do you feel like they know?
They're coming along. They know it. It's just about getting real to that comfortable level where you can just line up and not even think about it.
Anybody else wants
to? Sorry. You guys are 2-0. I mean, it's better than being 1-1 or 0-2, obviously, but how comfortable do you feel right now being 2-0?
Not so much of a comfortable thing, just helps with the confidence. Right now, we're riding high right now. I mean, this is the best that we can do right now, being 2-0. And we came out and took care of business first two games. Got to continue to go out there and execute and try to get more wins. Two wins won't do nothing for us.
Do you have to guard against being overconfident at all at this point? I know it's just two games, but do you have to guard against being overconfident at all?
Not at all. I mean, we know we got to come back and work. We got a tough team we got to go face this week. So, I mean, we're going to get back to work and go out there and try to make it three.
Go ahead, Brian.
I mean, watching the film, did that just kind of suppress your emotions, so to speak? You know, when coach shows things that you guys did wrong or did good, does that kind of help mellow you guys out, you know, just not getting overconfident?
Oh, yeah, that definitely helps. Helps some of you. And, I mean, no matter how good you think you played, it's always something that you could have done better. And coach does a great job of letting you know the place that you messed up on so that you can fix those problems and that they won't be problems and you can even do better in the game.
How much improvement do you think as an offense you made from week one to week two?
We did a lot better. We hit a lot more plays. I think we had more plays, first of all, and then we took advantage and kept the ball. We kept the ball. I think Cincinnati, I can't remember the exact time of possession, but I think they had us in that category, and that was a point of emphasis coming into this week, that wanted to keep our defense off the field, and we did a better job this week.
Can you sense that it's becoming second nature for a lot of the guys?
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it a lot. I mean, it's looking a lot better. A lot better from week one, and that's the name of the game. Improve every week, and we're doing that so far. Hopefully, we can continue to improve and go out there and execute this week.
Jabbar, you guys had a couple of big plays with yards after the catch. With the importance of timing in this offense, did you find that Kyle was putting you guys in better positions to make those moves like you did on your big 49-yard catch?
Yeah, definitely. He's getting the ball to the right spot, getting it to us with a chance that we can make something happen after the catch.